hello and welcome to the Mullooly Asset Management Podcast. My name is Tom Mullooly. Today is February 8th and we are reviewing the Bloomberg.com article published by money manager John Dorfman, published on Sunday, February 6, 2011. Dorfman's column this week talks about stocks that he thinks you would be crazy to buy. And I want to spend some time talking about this. This is very important. Dorfman has a very specific discipline that he uses when he is deciding which stocks he wants to buy or sell. He has a strict value approach towards managing money, and that's fine. That works for some people. It doesn't work for me. The approach that we take at Mullooly Asset Management is almost the polar opposite of what Dorfman will do. While Dorfman is studying PE ratios and the value of companies, hoping that someday the market will realize the undervalued assets of the company, what we're trying to do is capture companies or stocks or charts that are moving in positive trends. And so a lot of times when we compare what Dorfman is buying versus the action that we would take, it's usually just the opposite. We rarely agree on what we'd be doing with a particular name. Every week we take Dorfman's article that's published in Bloomberg on Bloomberg.com, and you can also find it in many local papers across the United States. I have seen Dorfman's column published in the USA Today. I have seen it published in our local paper here in central New Jersey, the Asbury Park Press. And what we're trying to do is not out-recommend or re-recommend what Dorfman is doing. What we're doing is we're taking Dorfman's recommendations, we are putting them up on a point and figure chart, and then we're just adding some commentary whether this is something worth pursuing or would we move on to something else. So please understand these are not recommendations from Mullooly Asset Management. We are making comments based on the recommendations from John Dorfman. So this week he talks about what he calls the nonsensical nine, or stocks that he would like to avoid. And the amazing thing is, in looking at all of these charts before we turned on the microphone here, most of these stocks have very positive charts. So these are things that we would actually think about buying. This list of what he calls the nonsensical nine, these companies make this list because they are all doing something that he opposes. They have a high PE multiple, they have extremely high debt, or they're sold for large multiples of sales or revenues, just numbers that don't make sense to Dorfman. What we do, though, is we look at the chart of the price of the stock, and we then go from there. So let's take a look at these names. The first one is Legacy Reserves. It's an oil and gas limited partnership. The symbol is LGCY. It trades around $29 and change. This stock has, the last time it gave a sell signal was a year ago in February of 2010. Since then, it's given three buy signals. Very good pattern here. This stock looks okay. The next stock is Allergan, which is in the healthcare sector. The stock now trades for around $71. The pattern of this stock is it just finished a bullish triangle, which is normally a very good pattern. This looks terrific. I don't really see too much wrong with Allergan. The symbol is AGN. The next stock on Dorfman's list is Ultimate Software, which Dorfman notes has a PE of well over 800. Ultimate Software sells payroll and human resources software. The stock in the past 6 months, Dorfman notes, has gone from 32 to 51. That's where it trades right now. The stock actually got up to 57 in January of 2011. The momentum's been negative for a couple of weeks, and that's pulled the stock back, but this still looks okay. They're actually going to be reporting earnings at some point today. Ultimate Software, the symbol is ULTI. The next stock on his list, Dorfman's list, is a company from Princeton, New Jersey called Pharmacet. The symbol is Virus, V-R-U-S. This stock is sitting at a double top at $50 a share. this would be the second consecutive buy signal. The last time the stock gave a sell signal was in the summer of 2010. And that was way back at $26. The stock has doubled since then. And that's one of the things that we've learned over the years with our charting is that when a stock gives a first sell signal in a long-term uptrend, it's usually a false reading. And the stock, if it's in a positive trend, will often move to new highs. Now, if you took the first sell signal with Pharmacet, VRUS is the symbol, you were out of the stock at $26. And in the next 6 months, the stock went to 50. So we found that it's always been a good practice to use the first sell signal in a long-term uptrend as a kind of a warning flag, a yellow flag, something that would get us to watch the stock a little more. The next stock on Dorfman's list is a company called Dendrion. They're based in Seattle. This is a stock that a few people in New Jersey mentioned to me about 2 years ago when the stock was trading at $4 and $5 a share. It's now trading at $35. The stock has really been meandering here for the better part of the last 6 weeks. It's been trading in this range between the mid-30s and $40 for several weeks now. Dendrion has been forming a big base here around the middle of the trading band here at $35, $36 a share. Seems to be meandering. I would hold off doing anything on this until we get a clear direction in which Dendrion is moving. The next stock on Dorfman's list is Vertex, another pharmaceutical company. Vertex, the symbol is VRTX. They're based in Cambridge, Massachusetts. This stock has just broken through its overhead resistance line, which is a pretty strong brick wall. Resistance and support lines tend to keep stocks in a channel. And so when they break out of their support lines or resistance lines, they usually have a pretty nice move afterwards. Not always, but Vertex has now given a buy signal and broken out of a range in the mid-30s. The stock is now at 38 and change. It did get up to 40 in the last couple of days. This stock looks interesting. I think we'll keep an eye on it. The next stock on Dorfman's list was Tenneco. The symbol is 10, T-E-N. Stock is trading around $41 a share at the present time. Dorfman notes that 6 out of 11 analysts who follow the stock rated a buy. However, he doesn't like it for a couple of reasons. He's noticed that insiders at Tenneco have been selling stock, and he also noticed that Tenneco has the highest debt-to-equity ratio of 260-1. That's a lot of debt, but it still hasn't stopped this stock. Last summer, in July and August, the stock was trading at around $23. In January, it got up to $46. It's pulled back somewhat, gave a sell signal, and has begun moving back up again. The stock now trades at around $41. This becomes a very interesting story here. The last two names on Dorfman's list, again, have high debt levels. The first one is Alliance Data Systems, ADS is the symbol. Even though the company has a debt-to-equity ratio, Dorfman notes, of about 81-1, the company does these credit card programs for retail shops and for airlines. Debt's been kind of a dirty word the last couple of years, but it hasn't really stopped this company all that much in the last 6 months. Last fall, this stock was trading in the mid-50s. Today, it's trading at $78 a share. ADS, Alliance Data Systems, has given a couple of buy signals. This looks like a pretty interesting pattern here on the chart. The last name on the list is a company out of Dallas called Energy Transfer Equity. This stock, actually, it's a limited partnership. They're involved in natural gas. They have two classes of stock. They have an Energy Transfer Equity LP, which is a limited partnership. The symbol is ETE. And then they also have Energy Transfer Partners, which is ETP. Both patterns look identical, a very steady uptrend, very few sell signals along the way. The stock has continued to give buy signals all the way throughout and continues to look pretty interesting. We want to remind everybody that these are recommendations made by John Dorfman and not by Mullooly Asset Management. We always strongly urge our listeners to consult with an investment advisor before they make a decision to buy or sell. If you don't have an investment advisor, you can feel free to contact us at Mullooly Asset Management. You can reach us at 732-223-9000, or you can find us on the web at www.mullooly.net. That's MULLOOLY.net. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you again next week.